USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking President Biden's earlier student debt relief plan, so he's put together another one.
This after the Supreme Court's ruling striking down his debt relief program.
First, I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible.
While speaking from the White House, the president said he'll invoke the Higher Education Act in an effort to provide debt relief to as many borrowers as possible. He said that'll allow the Education Department to waive loans under certain circumstances, which he added will take longer. I'm Dave Collins.
For now, borrowers will need to begin paying their federal student loan debt in October. Violent protests are sweeping across France this week after a 17-year-old was shot dead by police Tuesday. More than 400 people were arrested in the country Thursday alone. France's elite police force were deployed to help contain the protests. A man wanted on charges related to the January 6th Capitol riots has been arrested in former President Obama's Washington, D.C. neighborhood.
Reports say Taylor Toronto was apprehended with multiple weapons. The Metropolitan Police Department says officers did a sweep of Toronto's van near his arrest and said there was no active threat to the community. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The judge in the trial of murder suspect Brian Koberger has ordered grand jury transcripts turned over to the defense.
It could help them learn what evidence might be used to tie Koberger to the murder of four University of Idaho students last year. Idaho law requires grand jury proceedings to remain secret. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. I'm Brian Shook.
Award-winning actor Alan Arkin has died. Arkin's sons confirmed his death in a statement to People. Arkin was 89 years old. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Lawyers for New York Congressman George Santos will be reviewing a large stack of evidence against their client. Scott Pringle reports on Santos' federal court appearance on Long Island.
The judge is giving George Santos' defense team the whole summer to review what prosecutors say is more than 80,000 pages of evidence against Santos. Now, this was the Republican's first court appearance since pleading not guilty to charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. Prosecutors allege Santos misused campaign funds and fraudulently received COVID-19 unemployment benefits and also lied about his finances. Santos is due back in court September 7th. Scott Pringle, New York.
Former Texas State Senator Carlos Uresti is out of prison early. He was found guilty of money laundering and fraud back in 2018 and sentenced to 12 years behind bars. But he was released to a halfway house Friday after spending 4 years locked up. Elon Musk's mom wants her son to tap out in a proposed cage match against Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg before it even starts. Despite mom's concerns, plans to hold the fight are moving forward. Musk has already received an invitation to train with former UFC champion George St. Pierre. Zuckerberg has been training in martial arts and has recently participated in his first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament, where he won 2 medals. Odds makers favor Zuckerberg in the potential cage match. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.